Hi everybody, it's James.
And Laurentine. Hi guys.
And welcome to the Food Matters 3-Day Detox Live Q&A. And we're here to answer all your questions and we're super excited. There's been so much
great feedback. First we want to congratulate everybody. Thank you so much for participating in this awesome detox. And from the start of the new year, I know you guys were already looking forward to doing a detox. We definitely were. And now it was so excited to really get into it and to start feeling the changes internally and externally.
So congratulations. Well done. And we just want to thank you for being a part of this event. There's over 47,000 people from around the world that are signed up. So thank you so much. We've made the world a little bit lighter in these 3 days, let's hope.
And well, if anything, it's the best way to start off a new year. We did a spiritual retreat before we started the new year. And we allowed our body to cleanse through doing the detox. So that really is a great way to start a new year and to come into it afresh, knowing that you've got all the tools and things available to you to get back into a new year.
So just before we get going with any of the questions, we've got some live questions coming through, which I'm picking up on the iPad here, and then we've printed off some of the most popular questions that you have here. We're going to be covering a little bit about pre-detox, during the detox, and post-detox, and also we've had some great feedback. But just make sure that if you have a chronic illness or any sort of chronic condition, to make sure to consult with your medical doctor, get a proper diagnosis, and follow their advice. It's really important when you have a chronic illness to do that. And this is a gentle detox that's suitable for just about everybody, so it's not too extreme. Plus, it's a short period of time, and that was the biggest thing that we noticed is people wanted a short detox, didn't they?
Yeah, they said, we just want to make it quick and easy and try to incorporate it into our working day, because a lot of people have gone back to work. So if you can do a detox that you can still go to work and function properly, then it's making it much easier for everybody.
And one of the questions that we started getting during the start of this detox was, where's all the shopping lists and the recipes? And what we've done is put the video program up for free so that you can have free access to it, so you can see how the recipes are being made, so you can see what are the steps during the days, and that we're giving away the Food Matters Detox Guide, which has the shopping list and the recipes and extra recipes for post-detox, plus also tips and other advice that you can do throughout the detox program. We're giving that away with a trial of our latest TV channel, our latest health and wellness TV channel, Food Matters TV, or FMTV.
And if some people have joined us through social media and have never heard of FMTV, they may have heard of Food Matters, but they've never heard of FMTV. Maybe just explain why we wanted to incorporate it with FMTV.
Because this is a 3-day program, but then after those 3 days, you're back into the wild. You're back into the world. You've got friends and colleagues and people at work throwing packets of chips at you or asking you to go to lunch with them to places that might not be that healthy. And you need to survive. And FMTV was built as a health and wellness channel. It's like Netflix, but for health. So it's all inspiring documentaries, recipe videos. And there's documentaries on like health and nutrition, detox and weight loss. There's documentaries on like life transformation and life purpose. There's documentaries on like energy processes and energy healing. So it's about inspiring you year long to keep on this journey.
Yeah, and if you want to write us personally and ask us what our favorite films are on there, you can just ask us. We'll give you what are your top three?
Okay, my top three on FMTV. I would say that Emotion is a special film. I really enjoy that film. It really puts together the link between emotional health and overall body health, and it makes you think about the emotions and the thoughts that you have on a daily basis and how important they are.
And our second one would probably be Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead. I love Joe Cross's transformation. He's just such a cool guy. He comes in, Australian businessman, very successful man, but he's overweight, he's run down, he's on a host of medication, and he doesn't know how to get his health back. So he takes his life in his own hands, and he goes and juices his way. I think he does 60 days of juicing to his health. And he transforms his body and he comes out of it a different man. And the life, you know, you follow his life with the film. And the third one?
Third one for me, I mean, I have so many. I've literally watched and handpicked every film in there along with a great team of people here at the Food Matters HQ. But another one that stands out to me would have to be The Shift by Wayne Dyer. I love that film. It's a great film. And it really talks about life purpose and about really helps to realign your perspectives on the world, and that can help you find a lot more gratitude in the day-to-day life, which can help you look after your health better. If you're coming from a place of gratitude and thankfulness for body and even forgiving any illness or any problems that you currently have, then you're in a great place to be able to take steps forward. So without any further ado, it's just after 8:07 p.m. now on the Eastern Time and corresponding times around the world, 5:07 p.m. PST, 11:07 Eastern Standard Time Australia, and we're going to get into some of your questions.
That's where we are right now.
So some feedback here first before the first question. Have enjoyed the detox, feeling energetic and invigorated today. It's the third day. This is Louise Harrison. Then we have Carrie-Anne Nixon-Beckstead from Facebook, and she writes, day one was the hardest for me. Between mid-morning and lunch, day two was much easier. I'm sleeping better and having very vivid dreams. Well, congratulations, that's fun. It's been a great experience and so glad I did this. It's something I can continue with. And then Lauren Gregg writes, just over halfway through day three and loving it. I love the simple, nutritious ingredient list and the ease of preparation, which helped to make this detox so easy to follow. It's just what I needed and the perfect time. So thanks for the awesome feedback. We've put a lot of time putting this together over years of research and being fortunate enough to interview some of the leaders in health from around the world for the Food Matters and Hungry for Change films. So let's get to some of the questions. Laurentine's got some printouts here and she's going to start with them, and I'm going to keep on top of the Facebook. So make sure to send me some ones on Facebook here.
So one of the pressing questions right now is for mamas out there, and they're asking, are we able to detox while breastfeeding? And I would say we have a lot of questions like this. Are you able to detox when you're pregnant, or are you able to detox when you're breastfeeding? And I would say the answer is no, unfortunately, because our body is dealing with a lot of, we have to assimilate a lot here. And we've got a fetus in there to feed. So anytime we do a detox, the toxins that are in our body will go directly to the fetus. That's just the way our body is designed. And unfortunately, they're not coming out of our body. They're going to our fetus. So during your pregnancy and during breastfeeding, same thing when you're breastfeeding, if we're eliminating toxins, it's going to your breast milk.
During breastfeeding, yeah.
Yes. So I would say during breastfeeding and during you're carrying your baby as during your pregnancy, I would say it's not a good idea to do the detoxing. The detoxing is probably the best idea to do before you even conceive. Because then you really cleanse out your system and you create a healthier egg.
A lot of people have even been able to become fertile again by doing a detoxification program during preparing for conception. So it's really that before conception and then after breastfeeding that are the clear zones for women. And that's when you detoxed as well, wasn't it? Before the pregnancy, before the conception, and then after you finish breastfeeding with your girl.
Definitely before. And I've also had a lot of people asking me, how does it work? How come we aren't able to fall pregnant? And it's really a case of our body is not ready to sustain a new life in itself, in its body. And so one of the best things to do is to try and do a detox. And the best way to do this detox is, you know, to eat clean. Eat clean, cut out the crap, cut out the foods that our body is not really meant to be eating right now, and you'll start to feel so much better, but also you're really setting your body up for the best way to give life.
Great. So let me do a bit of a rapid fire here on Facebook. We have Jennifer Condor. So do the juices freeze well? Can I make a head for the duration and pull them out and thaw naturally? Now, the best way to store fresh juice is to have cold pressed juice to start with. If you're using a centrifugal juicer or something that spins around at high speed, what you'll notice is that when you juice the green vegetables through that juicer, it'll start to separate and it will start to oxidize, it will start to go brown faster. And those juices and the juice that they make do not store for very long, so you need to consume them straight away. For a cold press juicer or the slow juicer, you'll see them, they rotate like this. Many people we've advised for the Food Matters community to pick up a slow juicer as well. There's lots on the market. There's different brands, different types. We personally use the Haram type. They're one of the original developers of the technology. And they have a great juicer, which we use here in the office and at the house. And that presses the juice in a much slower fashion. And when you make that juice, you'll see there's no separation of that juice. There's no oxidization, or there's a lot less oxidization. There's minimal heat and a lot less heat, so those juices store longer. The research is showing up to 3 days, but we generally try to say like 2 days to store it for. You can freeze juice, however, you are going to lose some enzymatic content and you are going to lose some minimal nutrient content, but not a lot. It is possible to do that. Our recommendation is to juice once a day for the detox. So you just, in the morning, and you can create all the juice you need for that day. If you have a lot of time on your hand, then making it fresh each time is best. Mm. It's just like if you're picking some greens from the garden. The closer you get to picking them and eating them straight away, the more nutrient retention there is. It makes sense. But if you pick it and leave it on the bench or leave it in the fridge for 3 or 4 days, yeah, it starts to wilt, the nutrients start to go away. It's the same with the juice. So try to keep it as fresh as possible. Annette Park, loving the soup, especially in the cold weather of Canada. I'm great you said that, because a green juice and or a juice and salad cleanse alone is really cooling for the body. Yeah. And there's a lot of ancient traditional medicine practices around the world, Eastern practices in particular, especially Ayurveda, and having that warming sensation at one point during the day is really nice and calming for the body, and the teas as well.
And the teas, yeah.
That's which right. I'm having one here, enjoying it. Here's one maybe, Laurentine, you can comment on this. Deborah S. DeCrane writes, how do you know how long you should continue it? Can you do just the juice or the individual pieces by themselves? So maybe just talking about how long to continue the program for. Can you keep going? Or what
Yeah, well, one of the things that I think is also important is to listen to your body, obviously. If your body is feeling like, okay, you've had enough now, it's time to start eating normal foods again, or just start going back somewhat to your old routine, that's okay. But I do think that if your body, because you've given it 3 days to really start cleansing and detoxifying, but if you can, do it for 10 days. Because after 3 days, that's when your organs really start cleansing. I mean, you've given your stomach good chance. Because when we give our body a chance to actually go back and digest old food, for example, or go back into the organs and really cleanse out the organs, you'll start maybe even feeling pain in your spleen or pain in your liver. That might be because there are some unwanted foods or unwanted toxins that are stuck in there that we are getting rid of. And that's a good thing. That means that we're cleansing it out. And it's either coming out through any type of elimination canal. So it's coming out through the bowels, you're sweating it out. You might take a nice hot bath, or you go in the sauna and you're sweating that out. So any type of, I would say, if you're feeling like you can continue for 10 days. And with the same routine, and it's not dangerous, it's super healthy, you're getting the right amount of nutrients per day. So you're not going nutrient deficient.
And you can always increase the amount of the juice or the amount of the salad or the amount of the soup. If you're feeling really hungry or you're feeling really lacking in calories, then you can do that, because I believe that that's okay.
Yeah, and some people might say, well, I'm not getting protein because I'm not eating meat. But that's okay. If you do 10 days without eating meat, your body is not going to wither away. We just have to think of how do cows get protein? I mean, they eat grass all day. They're still getting the protein from the grass. So I would continue for the 10 days. Would you say anything longer than 10 days? Or
I wouldn't say this detox is designed to be a quick, simple and easy detox. And I would say this detox is great for the 3 days. We wanted to keep it 3 days because that's most achievable for everybody. We're all going back to work at this time of year. We've got friends and family around, and everyone can commit to 3 days. Once you start to get to 7 or 10 days, you can extend to that length as well. But going beyond that, I would just really feel into what you think is right for yourself and make that decision yourself. But I would recommend it up to 10 days would be maximum.
But I also like to compare this to a cleanse that, you sometimes see in the media where they do the...
like a psyllium husk bowel cleanse?
Lemon
detox or something.
Lemon detox, where you're really not getting any other nutrients beside lemon and maple syrup, I think it is.
That's more of a fast, really.
More of a fast. So then I would be starting to worry after 10 days, you're getting nutritionally depleted. So here, you're getting a range of nutrients every day, and probably more than you'd every day routine. So
it's
healthy.
It's a healthy cleanse. It's more of a feast than a fast, because what we're doing is we're taking you from a normal diet, which may be healthy, or it may be the standard American diet or standard Australian diet, and then we're replacing that with 3 green juices a day. You see the amount of produce that you've had to get through over those 3 days. That's a mammoth task. You're ingesting all those nutrients, but in an easily digestible form. One of the ladies here wrote, Lynn Parker, I'm confused about which is better, juicing without fiber or juicing with my Nutribullet blender that preserves the fiber. This is a great question. Mm. When you're doing a detox, the primary process that we're trying to do here is to eliminate the strain on the digestive system. And to do that, we need to consume low fiber, a high nutrient diet. because we've been putting so much strain on our digestive systems, and a lot of us are suffering from irritable bowel syndrome or other digestive issues where our digestion and our ability to assimilate nutrients inside of our food has been impaired.
Mm.
And the best way to be able to get nutrients during a process or a detox process like this is to drink them without fiber. Now, don't confuse this with me being anti-blending. I love blending. I think it's a fantastic long-term thing. But as David Wolfe says in one of the programs, the recipe programs on FMTV, he says, blending is more like a meal because you're taking a meal and you're blending it up. So it's exactly like a meal. It's just pre-chewed, really. Whereas juicing is more like a supplement. You're concentrating the liquid nutrients from those green plant foods and taking them into your body in a liquid form so it goes straight into your bloodstream without any digestion whatsoever. It literally just permeates your digestive wall and straight into the blood within about 15 minutes. So there's a particular reason we do recommend the juicing throughout the cleanse and why juicing is so powerful to help kickstart that healing process of the body, plus also initiate the detoxification and improve immunity and also weight loss if that's something that you're looking for. Some other questions here. Okay, you got one there? You want to
I've got one here. Marka Milan
Milosevic. Milosevic. Hi, Marka. Marka, that's a cool first name.
Marka. Superfood Marka.
It's in demand at the moment.
Is it possible to drink the green juice after the 3-day program? Is it good for your body to keep drinking it every day?
Good and question.
I would say yes, it is. It is really, it's, you know, and Hungry for Change really says it's all about adding. If we're going to go back to the diet that we were eating prior to the 3-day detox, if you can incorporate some green juices in that diet, I think that's fantastic because it's really about adding your nutrient. Like you can have a supplement, but if you can add a green juice with all of the range of nutrients that are in there, you're really doing your body a great favor. So yeah, it's definitely not dangerous to keep doing that, and it's very healthy.
Great. I have a lady here that's just here, Addie Ray. She said, on the second day I felt very hungry, so I made a second drink, but even with that I still felt hunger, lightheaded, and as if I was about to pass out. Was that a normal symptom or a sign of something else? What can I do to remedy this?
Oh, good one.
I also, there was another lady here.
My mum had that actually when she was doing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was another lady here that said, I'm just trying to pull this up here. Here, Janet Scholten. Hi, Janet. How are you? She writes, I had a bad reaction on the third day with shaking and weak feeling. I laid down for the day and ended up eating a bowl of cereal. Now, detox flare-ups or detox symptoms are really common. You know, we've guided a lot of people through this detox from early in 2007 when we helped my dad get off 5 different medications. We did an extended detox program till recently with your auntie, Sandra, who...
He went cold turkey with his medication.
That's true, that's true.
But at the same time, he was also taking very high doses of nutrients. So he was taking a lot of fish oils. He was taking a lot of B vitamins. He was taking 5-HTP, you know, so... I mean,
that was a specific program for him.
That's where it's really important to be consulting your doctor or naturopath when you're taking medication away from your body.
But let's just focus on these detox symptoms here. So Sandra, your auntie, she had some shakes as well. We noticed that.
Yeah, and Mum was saying she was feeling lightheaded. She couldn't do her day-to-day tasks. She had to lie down and she felt very, like, nauseous and just didn't know where she... All out of sorts, she was calling.
In my experience with these particular types of symptoms, the shakiness can be from a number of reasons, but for a lot of people it's detoxing from caffeine or detoxing from nicotine, coming off stimulants, because when your body and in particular your adrenals are so conditioned to having that response of that spark of energy or that instant hit of the nicotine in the bloodstream, when you take it away you start to crave it, and then the shakes start to happen. And your auntie had drunk coffee for a reasonable period of time, like every day for over a year or something, so when she came off that, even for 3 days, the body has this memory. It's like, where is my caffeine? Where is my caffeine? Yeah. I'm used to running on that. And then there's a point where you move through that. And generally day 2 is the hardest. For some people, day 3 can be the hardest. But then there's a point where you get to where you're like, wow, this just got easy. I got through that.
Yeah, and Mum was saying, I don't even feel like eating after day 3. I don't even need to eat.
When did she get the symptoms of being lightheaded?
It was definitely day 2 and day 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah. So day 2 and day 3 are sort of like the hump days here. And then as you move through those days, you can start to see your detox symptoms ease away. The biggest thing I've noticed the multiple times that I've done this program is that day 1 is hardest for me. I sort of feel like, oh, I'm so used to eating. I like to eat a lot of food. I eat a lot of healthy food. So when I go to that light detox program, I start to feel like, oh, I just craving eating. I'm just craving eating more food. But then as I get to day three, that's gone. I just feel like I could just stay on this. I could just keep going. It's sort of almost called the detox high. But don't let that go too long. It's like Daniel Vitalis said once, he said that you got to imagine detoxification as an important process, but so is rebuilding. And it's like if you imagine a Roman warrior riding a chariot, and he has two horses, and one of the horses is detoxification, and one of the horses is rebuilding or regeneration. If you're constantly detoxing, you're pulling on that horse, you're going around in circles. And if you're constantly regenerating, you're going around in circles that way, and each have their problems. If you're regenerating too much or too much heavy foods, you're starting to stock on too much weight, you're starting to get sluggish and tired, and your blood is starting to thicken up, become less alkaline, less energized, and your blood will start to stick together. You can see it under a microscope. And then if you start to cleanse more, you can start to clear up, energize the blood and clear it. But there's a point where you need good fats. You need to develop those sense of robustness in your body. And if you keep cleaning for too long, you can do damage to your hormones. You can do damage to other parts of your body.
I think he says if you clean out too long, it's like you're sweeping your house and you sweep out the furniture. There's nothing to sit on.
There's nothing left. So you need to balance that. And that's a feeling thing that comes from doing a few detox programs and then going through some of the winters where you're regenerating a little bit more, and detoxing in spring is a good time, but you can do it a few times throughout the year, which we generally do. So keep that in mind. Any other questions you got here? I'm going to refresh this page.
Just going back to the questions on feeling lightheaded. I mean, one of the things was also is they were saying, if you don't actually drink coffee on a day-to-day basis, how can you still be feeling lightheaded? And that was one of the things I've just been thinking as well, is if you're used to eating a lot of sugar, if you're used to eating
sugar detox,
if you're, so it's just like James was saying, with if you're coming off a stimulant or an addiction, sugar is one of them. And a lot of us, I think I'm sometimes guilty as everybody else, but we start our morning with a breakfast that consists of cereals or pancakes or something very high in sugar, even if it's porridge with lots of sugar on it and butter, or you know, even if it's a muffin or any type of sugary food that we think, or any type of carbs or a lot of wheat that we think, we didn't put sugar on that this morning, but in your blood, it turns into sugar. Wheat turns into sugar in your blood. So now we're starting the mornings with green juice. So your body is detoxifying from the sugar and it's missing that sugar rush, I guess.
In fact, Laurentine and I are considering working on a special sugar detox program, because a lot of us are addicted to the carbohydrates, like she said, and then also the refined sugars, whether we're having it in our coffee or having it in sodas or having it in sweet drinks. Even if we're eating healthy, we can be getting a lot of sugar in our diet. And that can cause, the biggest issue is a lot of mood swings and weight gain. And they're things that nobody really wants. In fact, I just had a comment here by Jennifer Halverson 2 minutes ago. Hi, Jennifer. Let's talk about the irritation that comes with detoxing, because these last 3 days, my husband and I have been definitely testy. How do you guys handle this when detoxing? And I was just reading that question as Laurentine was talking about the sugar.
Definitely has
to do with that, I would say.
Yeah, it's when we're coming off the sugar and our body's irritable because we are craving. And it's like our whole ecosystem, our bacteria are actually craving the sugar. They want more sugar. And they want the foods that you were commonly eating before. But it's how do we deal with that? The irritability?
There has to be a time when you need to detox and cleanse from that cycle, because you can get caught in a cycle of more sugar and then crashing off. It's a trap. So if you wake up and your normal morning starts grain-based with some sort of cereal and then moves on to some sort of toast and then some sort of with jam on it and then some sort of honey or sugar in a coffee or a tea, that's very heavy on the sugar-based foods. And then you're going to have a spike, and then you're going to get hungry at about 10 or 11 o'clock, as opposed to starting the day with cultured vegetables, maybe a shot of kefir, a shot of coconut kefir, some sort of yogurt, and then some sort of protein, whether you saute some kale or some tempeh, or have some soft-boiled eggs, make sure the yolks are intact so you get the DHA fats are stable. That's a completely different start to a day. And you have some sauerkraut with those eggs as well.
And you're not having the spikes either. So if you start the morning with some type of a sugar or anything that forms sugar in your blood, you're getting a really high amount of insulin, a lot of energy, but then also a quick spike around 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock, you're starting feeling hungry again.
But by far, during the cleanse, the best anti-sugar start to the day is having that lemon ginger drink, which is just so stimulating the digestive fire and helping to work those toxins out, mm-hmm. and then having the green juice, because green juice is the most anti-sugar thing you can get. It is just the ultimate blood cleanser, the blood alkalizer, and the blood cleaner, and that's the process. If you can start with the blood and clean the blood up, the rest sorts itself out.
So what do we eat after the detox?
Good question. Good question. What do we eat after the detox? So I think these recipes are recipes I want you to take with you for your life from here on in. I would love for you to use that juice on a daily or a weekly or a monthly basis, whatever you can fit in. I know that I try to squeeze that juice in at least a few times a week if I don't have time to make it.
Sometimes in the morning I'm like, I just want one of those green juices. They're so delicious. I crave it.
And then at other times, I think that the salad is such a great, simple salad that it's one of my go-tos. I mean, you've got the bitter greens, the avocado,
yeah.
and then the soup is also a fun one to have. So I think keep them in your diet. Use them throughout on either a week-to-week or a month-to-month basis. And then introduce more lighter foods along those same lines. So you can try different types of juices, either a green base, or you can start to introduce some low-sugar fruits such as pear or green apple.
Or berries.
And then... continuing on with that, I think for having a salad or having some raw food component with your lunch is great. So if you're going back into the workforce and you're busy as and you have to get a wrap or something, just make sure to have a salad on the side with it. Or if you have to have some sort of cooked food for lunch or something heavier than you would normally like, then make sure to have some sort of salad component with it.
Or like John Gabriel says, why not have a salad pizza? Like if you're having a pizza,
turn it into a salad.
He cuts it all up, slices it all up, and then he actually buys a beautiful big salad. Beautiful dressing, and then he puts the pizza over the salad. So you're actually having salad pizza.
Good stuff here. That's great.
And how about for breakfast? Like, why don't we share what we have for breakfast, for example?
So for breakfast, for us, we start with some form of hydration. And that can be a number of different things. So we either go for the lemon ginger detox drink, which we love and we enjoy that on a regular basis. The other thing is either we have a green juice of some sort, which is another fantastic way to hydrate and alkalize the body, or we have the green drink, which is a simple way to do that.
Then we also have a special, it's really yummy. I'll just quickly tell you the recipe. What we have, it's called, how do we call it? We call it sushi roll-ups.
Oh, like the nori wraps, the breakfast nori wraps.
Yeah, they're so delicious. Like, do we have one of our recipes?
So this is in the Food Matters recipe book, but there's also plenty of recipes in the Food Matters Detox Guide, which you get free with every free trial of FMTV, the TV channel. So if you go there and you download that guide when you sign up for free, you will get the PDF, which will have in it all the shopping list and all the instructions and everything from the detox. But it also has post-detox recipes as well. There's things in there like raw pasta with the spiralized zucchini.
Oh,
there's great berry ice cream recipes in there. There's other fun ways that you can sort of reintroduce foods that you're used to eating.
But healthified.
And there's also a healthified chart which shows like all the sort of nasties like from rice, from pasta to conventional milk to this, and then all healthy options as well, so that you can start to healthify that everyday experience. We really want you to keep eating food that you enjoy eating, but trying to make a healthy version of it.
Wait, let's quickly talk about the roll-up. It's so delicious.
Okay.
So you start with a sushi roll-up. So the
like a nori.
A nori sheet. And then you take that 2 eggs.
One egg. One egg's best.
One egg.
Because it makes a nice thin. So you scramble it in a little bowl.
In a little bowl.
Then you just pour that into a pan, maybe a little bit of coconut oil or a little bit of organic butter or a little bit of olive oil, only if you're cooking on medium heat for olive oil.
And you make a really thin omelette. Quite thin. Okay, so it needs to be quite thin.
And then once you've made the omelette, you take that thin omelette and you put it onto the top of the nori roll. And then you lay in some fresh salad or some fresh sprouts, and then maybe a little bit of dressing of some sort. You can either put some pesto
or some mayonnaise.
Pesto or a homemade healthy mayonnaise, none of the store-bought stuff. Or you can take some sauerkraut. I use organic store-bought stuff. Make sure it's made with olive oil too.
Exactly.
You don't want anything made with canola or vegetable oils because a lot of that is GM. And then you can use some sauerkraut or cultured veggies in there as well.
Or like sliced up cucumbers.
Or you can make your own sauce with a little bit of yogurt and then turmeric and fresh raw garlic. That's fantastic. Put it in there, roll it up, and you've got a great breakfast wrap, which gives you protein, which gives you great healthy fats, and also gives you some sense of fillingness during that morning. So let's do a few more questions. Charmaine Corza writes, I'm really missing black tea. Why isn't it good to have it during this time? That's because black tea has caffeine in it. Caffeine is a stimulant. We want to avoid stimulating our body too much during the cleanse. It is about relaxing our body, relaxing the autonomic nervous system and helping us to detox more. Melanie Durston writes, I've got shakes from sugar too. Don't worry. You're getting through that. That's good. Sakarak and Nadine writes, can I just acknowledge the fact that you guys are very helpful in helping us through this detox? XO from Nadine in Canada.
Thanks
Nadine.
Guys.
Appreciate
good
that.
Good job for doing it.
Then Lynn Parker writes, will I be able to consume enough calories on this? Now, if you're feeling you're not getting enough calories, then you can have a bigger portion of the salad or more salad, and you can have a bigger portion of the soup in the evening, and or you can have more juice and cleanses throughout the day. So that's all
the
done.
The idea is that we don't want you to go hungry. But the idea is that if you are feeling hungry, you've got all these range of foods to choose from. So you can have more salad. You can have more soup that maybe that you had from the night before, or you can have more juice. There's always something to turn to.
Okay, let me do a bit more of a rapid fire here. There's more questions coming in. Angel Smith, can I do this detox for longer than 3 days? Yeah, at the start of the call, we were saying you can go up to 7 or 10 days. We recommend it's totally fine for this detox, so that's fine. You can watch the whole thing back. As soon as this finishes, you'll be able to continue to watch this whole live call back again. It's going
to
stay up.
We've got someone here asking, are we allowed to use nuts? If we're hungry, can we add nuts to this detox?
Originally, we had, in an old version of a detox, we had allowed the snacking on some nuts during that, but we actually have gone against that now when we updated it 2 years ago because we feel that it impedes digestion too much. We're really trying to take the load off our digestive system at this time, and nuts really do take a fair bit of work. If you can imagine looking at a nut compared to looking at a green juice, how long is it going to take to break down that nut and get it into small micro little particles and get the nutrients into the blood? It's going to take a lot longer than it is to get the juice. Nuts and seeds are great, especially when they're soaked or activated, but
yeah,
let's keep most for after the cleanse.
I was going to say as well, like, make sure that when you do eat nuts and seeds, to activate them, which means to soak them in water overnight and discard the water in the morning, and then they're plump and they're full of nutrients and they've got rid of their enzyme inhibitor and they're much healthier, because without actually soaking your nuts, it can be quite toxic.
Soak your nuts, people.
You can read more about that on our Food Matters, on the article side of our newsletters.
Shariah Gibbs writes, I'm full of energy. I was able to get the housework done and some gym time in. No side effects. Good for you.
Nice.
Libby Donahue, what about blending versus juicing? We answered that one earlier on. Diane Crane, does this detox conflict with blood thinner therapy? Now, if you're undergoing any therapy or any sort of medication with your doctor, we highly recommend that you consult with your medical practitioner before doing this detox. Take in the plan, print it out. If you haven't got the PDF, then just sign up for the free 10-day trial of FMTV, download the PDF, take it into your doctor and say, hey, check this out. It's really an extremely healthy way to eat for 3 days. So I doubt that he's going to have any problems with it, but make sure to consult with him before you do him or her if you do that. Libby Donahue, just joined the conversation. Will you address post-detox? I feel so much better from doing this the past 3 days. I want to continue. Well, like we said earlier, keep on with those recipes, keep adding them in, and then add in healthy recipes, things from the detox guide, which you can get with the download, or also with the Food Matters recipe book as well. There's lots of great recipes in there.
And I was also going to add, if you do stop the detox, but then you continue with your normal diet, just ask yourself before you eat it, am I eating to cleanse or am I eating to clog? That was one of my things that I always turn to if I was really hungry, or I would want, you know, the typical foods that you really eat, that you really want to eat if you're, you know, at your parents' house, like a macaroni and cheese or something. They're like, do you really want to eat this? Is really going to cleanse or clog me right now, coming out of a detox? You really want to do that to your body. And, you know, if the answer is no, then just leave it for an hour, or just have a few bites and then have a big salad with it. You compromise.
So then we have another question here from Alicia Green. Why do you not include the celery leaves? Well, there's a few reasons why we don't do it. The first reason is that the taste and the flavor, they're very powerful and they bring a really bitter and astringent taste to the juice. Plus also, if you're sensitive to salicylates, there's high concentration of that in the celery leaves as well. And it's not ideal to be doing that. So it can cause some sort of inflammation in some people having the celery leaves. Plus a lot of the nutrients that we want access to, a lot of the water content nutrients that we want access to is in celery stalk. So that's really great there. Amy Barrett Rafalco. Freshly grated ginger tends to slow me down when I'm in a hurry. Is it okay to shred a mass amount ahead of time and store it in an airtight container? I'd probably suggest that that would be okay. However, with these powerful herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric,
it's best to eat fresh.
And garlic, it's best to eat fresh because once they start oxidizing, it changes the chemical composition of it. With ginger, for instance, once it starts oxidizing, it increases the allicin component, which is a healing component in the ginger, but you only need to do that for a minute or two. So I'd probably try to make it fresh as much as you can.
Garlic?
Otherwise, juice the ginger through your juicer. And then that's a quicker way of doing it, which we didn't show in there because we think it's fun to just quickly rasp it and grab it through our fingers, but I can understand. Let me just see if there's any final questions here. Do you have, so Lauren Bennett, do you have any suggestions for what to do if I get a craving on the first day? I had trouble on day one. Well, we tend to think that day one and two can be the hardest days.
Yeah.
And if you work through that, then you can work on to day, end of day two or day three, where you start to see those cravings drop away and they drop away and they dissipate because we're so conditioned to eat on a regular basis that because we might infrequently do a detox like this, our bodies are just used to eating for not any particular reason except that we've conditioned it to do so. So there's that process of doing that. And then once you get through that and towards the end of the cleanse, you'll notice that, hang on a second, I don't feel like eating straight away. I know that when I finished the cleanse, I was like, I don't feel like eating straight away. I don't feel like a heavy meal. I think I had something simple, like a piece of fruit.
We have to be clear, is it a craving or are we just really hungry? If you're really hungry, you can eat more. You can have more foods that are on the detox menu. But, you know, you can have more juice or you could have a little bit more soup or soup that was left over from the night before that you've already made. So I don't want anyone to go hungry. It's really just about eating the healthiest foods. But if it is a craving, like James was saying, if it's a craving, then, you know, the best thing to do is just, you know, stop looking at those foods. Don't look at your fridge. Don't look at the pantry with all those foods in it. Because that's the hardest thing.
True.
I mean,
it's
if you're, I've got a little baby at home. We want to, you know, feed him normal foods as well. So I'm constantly around other foods. If you're doing a detox, you're just like, I just want to have a little pick at that, but you know, I guess it's also about willpower.
But also what Laurentine, you said in the preparation video was taking time out of your schedule to relax, to be on your own, to be in nature, or to sit in the sun. So you're not around those same sort of temptations that you are on a normal day-to-day basis. So just with the regards to this detox, one of the things I wanted to bring up as well is that we tend to do this program about two or three times a year, maybe four. And we generally just feel into how we're feeling. If we feel clogged up or overfull or overfed for a period of time, like generally happens after the holiday season, then that's a really great time to do a cleanse like this. Tying into the seasons can also be really powerful. So maybe the next time you want to consider doing this is around March, the end of March, which is the start of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Or in Australia, that'll be later in the year towards September. And or October actually, and that's really tying in with the cycles of cleansing in nature as well as you head into a new season. So there's a few times a year that you can do it, and if you want to be able to access this content, and these videos are going to be kept up for another few days through till midnight Wednesday in the States, so you'll be able to watch all the day one, two, three, the prep videos, plus also this live Q&A replay up until Wednesday midnight. And we're also going to be keeping the offer open on accessing the detox guide for free with every trial of FMTB up until Wednesday as well. So make sure to take up on that offer, and you can literally sign up for FMTB, download the PDF, print off everything you need, check it out, and check out FMTB. And if you don't think it's for you, you can unsubscribe in that 10-day period with no charge. But honestly, we feel you're going to love it. There's so many great films and inspirational content in there that'll keep you inspired and keep you on target for your health goals in 2015, which is a big challenge that we want to stick to and we want to help support you with as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody.
Thank you, and have a great, great evening if you're in the US. It's 8:41 p.m. Eastern Time.
Again, well done and congratulations.
Yeah, fantastic work. And we'll be, our team will be available on social media and on Facebook answering as many questions as possible over the next few days. And we'll be in touch via email as well as this event closes out. And also to let you know that we'll be making the videos available as a separate program as well, so you can access them anytime you want if you want to do this cleanse at a later time during the year. So we'll make that all available to you and let you know via email. So make sure to stay in touch. Thank you so much for having us and being on this live call. And good night or good morning,
support,
depending on
guys.
Where you are. See you.
Well done.
Bye.